Hey everyone, Steve with Project Freedom. I've been not allowed to use work on my van in my parking lot in my condo. Ended up not really bothering anyone. I ended up receiving a lot of complaints from my neighbors, and then I ended up receiving a letter from a lawyer. No one had approached me personally. I just had received complaints through the HOA and then eventually the letter from the lawyer, so I stopped working there. And I have been working on the desert. Lately, I've been working, there's a park down the street from where I live, and I've been working in the parking lot at night because I know that if I work during the day, it's much higher chance people are going to have problems with what I'm doing, even though I just keep to myself and the noise I make is very minimal. But then now I've been nocturnal, basically working at night. It's about 4 a.m. right now, and I was in an empty parking lot, not even making noise, and the park ranger came up to me and said I had to leave. When I asked him why, and I said, I'm really not bothering anyone. There's no one here, and I'm just trying to work on my van, and didn't matter to him. So I'm off to drive about 30 minutes. Unfortunately, it was right after I had unpacked everything. You can see I have a lot of things that I've unpacked here, and I have a lot more, my solar panels and things. And so when you don't have a dedicated space to work, especially a space that you live at in your van, it makes the time it's going to take to convert your van is going to be about four times as long. Because today, my plan is to install the fan on the roof and install the solar panels and some other things on the roof. I spent 3 hours just getting everything together, all the tools and the materials, and getting those into my van. When you have hundreds of things you've bought for the van, it can be hard to keep track of all these and organize them. So I was searching for some things. And so it really goes to show doing the van is going to be a long process and it's really challenging. And you're going to have to learn a lot of new skills. And when you don't have you're really going to have to commit from the beginning to finish your project and not cut corners and do it well and professional. And a lot of things are going to come up. This is just one of those things that I have to push through in order to get the mission accomplished of getting this whole van converted. And I could be discouraged by this. I could be discouraged that really no matter where I go, unless it's in the middle of the desert, I have someone coming and telling me you can't work on your van here. And that makes the time consumption of the whole project a lot more. Not only do I have to unpack and pack up everything every time I go out to the desert, but I have to drive out there and I have to take food out there and water. And I'm away from a store. If I need to run to Home Depot or anything, I'm a drive, quite a bit of a drive from that. So really when you're doing this conversion, you have to make commitment from the beginning and have a mission in place. Especially if you don't have a place to work on your van, it really makes it more challenging, but it's just all the more reason to get it done and to push through all those obstacles to complete your mission. I'm always listening to audiobooks when I'm working, and right now I've gone through about 20 or 30 since I've started or more. And that's one really nice thing about having all this time to work in the van. I'm able to get through a lot of books. And right now I'm on David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me, one that I've had in my Audible library for a while, but I've been procrastinating reading it because if I read biographies, if I read history, which I've done a lot of, and even fantasy, I read the whole Dune series, all six books, or listened to, I should say. A book like David Goggins Can't Hurt Me, it's going to challenge me. It's going to confront me with things. And I think I know myself, I'll avoid that sometimes. I know a lot of people do. And that's definitely what it's doing to me. If I compare the challenge of this camper van conversion and not being able to work near my house or have convenient places to work on the van, it really pales in comparison to David Goggins' life and what he's gone through. And when you listen to his book or read his book, that's very clear. You really can't anymore say, God, my life is so hard. Everything's so challenging when you hear his story. And so it's a good thing that I'm listening to that right now, because what I'm doing for the camper van and not having a place to work on is really minor compared to what he's overcome in his life. So that's really my message for today. if you are thinking about the camper van, if you're working on it, you just have to push through it forward, and you have to treat it like a mission that you can't, failure is not an option.